With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The latest population estimates for Montana from the U.S. Census Bureau indicate that the state is on track to gain another congressional seat. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Projections of the state's population over the last 3 years have shown Montana growing in the direction of a second U.S. House seat. Joe Lamson is a Democrat on the five-member Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission charged with redrawing the state's boundaries for congressional and legislative districts every 10 years using population data.
The projected figures by the Census Bureau were extremely strong, so we're very optimistic that Montana is going to be able to get back its seat that it lost back in 1990.
Republicans have held the office since 1997. Lamson said Rhode Island's population is a good comparison for Montana. It's the least populated state with two congressional districts, and projections appear to put Montana ahead of Rhode Island in population. Lamson said a second House seat means more representation for residents.
That would double our ability to bring services to Montanans.
Lamson says he expects the final census population number by April at the earliest. The redistricting commission will have 90 days to hold hearings and draw districts so that they're ready for the 2022 election. That could be the first election Montanans vote for a second U.S. House representative. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
You can find more local news on our website, mtpr.org. The omnibus spending bill passed by Congress last week and signed into law by President Donald Trump on Sunday makes tax cuts permanent for manufacturers of beer, wine, and spirits. The cuts will likely help keep Montana brewers in business as they weather the rest of the pandemic. MTPR's Megan Myskowski has the story.
Ethan Kohotek is the president of the Montana Brewers Association and owns 10 Mile Creek Brewery in Helena. He says that like the rest of the hospitality industry, Montana breweries have had a rough year, including his.
It's a bummer to not have people doing normal things in our tap rooms.
That's why he was nervous when waiting for Congress to pass year-end spending legislation. It made a 2017 cut in federal excise taxes for small brewers permanent. If it hadn't passed, taxes for all breweries in Montana would have doubled back to the previous rate in the new year. For Kohotek, that would have meant paying about $7,700 instead of about $3,500 a year.
That's a chunk of change when you're dealing with so much, COVID uncertainty.
Montana Brewers Association Executive Director Matt Leo says Montana breweries have also benefited this year from other stimulus programs, like the Paycheck Protection Program loans. He also says it's helped that Montanans are drinking as much craft beer as ever, just not as much at the brewery. Some brewers can make up some of the lost sales by selling it in cans or bottles to take home, but not all of them.
Some of these breweries are really small. The only place you can get their beer is at the brewery.
And even the brewers that can sell to go or at the grocery store can't completely make up the difference that way. Cans or bottles, plus the boxes or six-pack holders they come in and shipping fees all add up and mean profit margins are much tighter for beer off the shelf than for a glass poured on site. Leo also says that cans are harder to come by because so many people are taking their beer home now. That forces some brewers to buy from new distributors at double the price. Leo encourages customers to buy local and...
If you're buying beer from a brewery and they have beer either in cans or bottles, buy the bottles because the bottles are easier to come by right now.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
The Montana State Health Department confirmed 426 new COVID-19 cases today and reported 12 more deaths from the virus. The state reports 939 Montanans have died from the virus to date. Today, the Montana VA healthcare system gave 10 doses of the Moderna vaccine to veterans in the Miles City Community Living Center. The long-term care facility has 27 staff members caring for 18 veterans who served during World War II and the Vietnam and Korean Wars, according to the VA. As vaccines become more widely available, Montana VA healthcare teams will reach out to enrolled veterans eligible to receive shots due to age and other risk factors. Montana VA recommends continued wearing face coverings, practicing physical distancing, and washing hands often, even after receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Montana residents will be legally able to grow and possess marijuana beginning Friday as a voter-passed law to legalize recreational marijuana begins to take effect. Lee Newspapers of Montana reported that residents can possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana or 8 grams of concentrate and can grow up to 4 marijuana plants at their homes and transport it freely within the state. Under the new law, dispensaries and providers will remain unable to apply for a marijuana business license until October and won't be able to sell cannabis commercially until January 2022. Montana becomes the 14th state to legalize recreational marijuana. A new statewide online news service is preparing to launch just in time for the start of Montana's 67th legislative session. Edward O'Brien reports.
The fledgling nonprofit news service is called the Daily Montanan. It's helmed by former Billings Gazette editor Daryl Ehrlich. According to a press release issued this week, it will keep tabs on statewide politics, government, education, healthcare, the environment, justice, and energy issues. The Daily Montanan is an affiliate of North Carolina-based State's Newsroom. Lee Banville tracks news media in the state as a University of Montana journalism professor.
There are lots of states that are losing coverage of state government and, you know, cutting state bureaus at the Capitol and things like that. And so this nonprofit tries to fill that gap in states around the country.
The website will be reader supported without paywalls, and the content will be free to republish throughout the state. 5 years ago, Lee Newspapers, which owns 5 of Montana's largest dailies, announced it was closing its state bureau, a move greeted with widespread criticism. But earlier this month, the company announced it's reinvigorating its Helena office by hiring a group of seasoned reporters to cover state governments. Lee Banville says he can't help but wonder if that decision was spurred by the new Daily Montanan project.
And I think this is sort of them protecting turf by adding, you know, more reporters and more capacity at the Capitol. Frankly, for news consumers, it's really actually great news because you're now going to have a beefed up statewide newspaper network covering the state. You're going to have this new nonprofit covering the state, and you'll still have the Montana Free Press covering it.
Banville is skeptical all that beefed up coverage will influence lawmakers' decisions or opportunities for public participation, but adds,
as an advocate for transparency, I think it's never a bad thing to have more people watching.
The Daily Montanan launches January 5th and can be found at dailymontanan.com. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.